الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما. اللهم ولا تجعل فينا ولا من بيننا شقيا ولا محروما. Continue إن شاء الله where we stopped yesterday إن شاء الله.
Understanding of the religion contains protection against tribulations. And fiqh means understanding. A person may memorize a lot, but he is devoid of understanding. Hence, he and the layman are the same. In fact, the layman may be better than him because he holds back from doing anything which he lacks the knowledge of and knows about his ignorance. But this person who has memorized a lot does not know that he is an ignorant person. So the issue is not having much memorization and speech, but what matters is understanding. Accordingly, the Prophet ﷺ said,
رُبَّ مُبَلِّغٍ أَوْعَى مِنْ سَامِعٍ.
It is possible that the one to whom the message is conveyed understands more than the one who directly heard the message. A person may memorize, cite, and narrate, but there might be someone who understands better than him. It is possible that a person who has memorized knowledge is not a scholar. He is a narrator and a transmitter, but he is not a faqih, one who has understanding. So understanding is a gift from Allah. He gives it to whomsoever he wishes amongst his slaves. However, if he utilizes it and develops it, he benefits from it. And if he neglects it, it becomes lost. His saying, never you be in haste of putting it into practice until you have asked and considered the following. Did any of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam speak about it? This is an important advice whenever you are impressed by the speech of anyone concerning the religion. Do not be hasty in accepting or refusing it. As for the speech that has to do with the matters of this world, such is not the subject of discussion. But if you are impressed with a speech concerning the religion, do not be hasty to accept or refuse it until you have considered it. Is it based on truth and proofs? Or is it from the head and thought of the speaker? If the answer is yes, then such is scum, like the scum of a flood. Leave it. But if it is supported and based on the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then such is the truth. Therefore, do not be in a haste to accept a speech at its face value, even if you are impressed by its fluency, eloquence, strength, and magnificence. Do not be in haste until you consider it. Refer it to the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and consider as well the one who said it, if he is a scholar or not. Also, till you have asked the people of knowledge about him and examined whether anyone among the righteous predecessors said so or not. This is what I have warned against several times. I say, do not introduce religious verdicts, views, sayings, and expressions that no one among the Salaf has preceded you regarding them. Take example from the righteous predecessors and from their sayings, were you to come up with something of which none has preceded you, it will be bizarreness, and its danger is more than its benefit. The statement of the companions is the scale to measure every statement spoken or action done by anyone, because they are the students of the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their saying concerning the meaning of a verse should be considered. How did they interpret it? And regarding hadith, how did they explain it? So take from their sayings and explanations, because they are closer to the truth than those who came after them, since they are the students of the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They heard the interpretation and explanation from the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and learned it from him. So they are the closest of people to the truth.
So when you listen to someone and tell you, I heard such and such alim say it, to this person such and such is a alim, but to the majority, جمهور العلماء, the majority of the scholars, this man is negligent. This man has no ilm. Rather, because of his name known to some people, they think he, when you take it from him, he is a scholar. And as I said, is not considered a scholar unless we know his background. We know his school. What did he learn? By whom he learned? And who gave him the title he is? By the ulama or by the amma, the public? And majority that falls into it is by the public. He is only known by the public and becomes pointed to, and he becomes a alim, and he is nothing. And he starts giving fatawa, and start giving ara, opinions, and ijtihadat based on his wrong understanding. It doesn't mean the brother with a short garment, alim. It doesn't mean the brother with a long beard, he understands the deen. You will find the brothers praying in the front row, and look into their background, you find them doing wrongs to themselves and to their families. It doesn't mean that you come to the Salat al-Jama'ah and listening to the lectures and listening to the khutbah and all the stuff. But when it comes to the matter of applying it, you see yourself, the person of course, see far away from that. So it's not the judgment of the person himself, it's his understanding. And as I said, the Prophet ﷺ said, رُبَّ سَامِعًا أَوْعَى مِنْ مُبَلِّغ, meaning sometimes, you know, the one who received the news, he understood it better than the one who heard it the first time, not by those who, you know, passed the information by hearing it, right? So what the author is trying to tell us here is the source we get the knowledge from must be verified. And when verified, it has to be put against the Quran and the Sunnah, number one. And number two, compare it to the Prophet ﷺ and his Sahaba, and then to the Salaf who came after them. Those who came, who studied from the Sahaba. So there is Ashab, there is the Prophet ﷺ, there is his companions, and there's those who learn from the companions, and those who learn from the follower of the companions, and this called Salaf. So Salaf, when you say Salafi, it is not a group. So the name, all these names in Islam, it does not exist. It's who you want to be, whose footsteps you want to be. So there is no jama'ah, there is no maslak, there is no madhab. Hanafi, Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanbali, who are these people? Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Who are they? Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. So a brother come to you and said, Ana Hanafi, you are Maliki. You are that? Enemy? This is the wrong understanding. That means if I study in a school from Hanafi, that means a Shafi'i, I don't agree with Shafi'i. Who are you to agree or not agree? What do you know about Imam Shafi'i? What do you know about Imam Abu Hanifa? What do you know about Imam Malik? Ahmad. Imam Ahmad, he refused. He was the only one in his scholar, refused to say the Quran was created. And he was tortured, the ultimate torture. Even though, was he permitted to give them what they want just to save himself? Yes, he is. In the Quran, what did the Prophet ﷺ told Ammar ibn Yasir? Under the extreme torture, he said bad things about the Prophet ﷺ. And he came to the Prophet ﷺ with tears and regrets. Telling, Ya Rasulallah, I said bad things about you. When they torture, you know, torture brothers, these days now if somebody put little fire on you, you'll tell everything. Little fire. These people, they were skin alive. Skin. And their pieces is cut piece by piece, and they will not say things against the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know why? Because they have yaqeen. They understood what does it mean to sacrifice for Jannah. عرضها السماوات والأرض. What does it mean, عرضها السماوات والأرض? What does it mean? The width as big as heavens and earth. What is missing? The length. Right? In order for you to define a shape, mathematics, what do you need? Length and width. So when Allah SWT is telling you, عَرْضُهَا السَّمَوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ, what about its length? مُبْهَمَة. You know what مُبْهَمَة means? Unknown. You know why? لِعِظَامِهَا. It is great, great, great. And guess what? Even though it's so great, the Prophet ﷺ said, it will come a day, it will be packed. People in front of the doors. Everybody try to be the lucky one to enter from the door of Jannah. But who is the lucky one? You know who is the lucky one? مَنْ فَقِهَا فِي دِينِهِ. Those who understood their deen. If you understood your deen, you see it in yourself. Do you know there's a brothers? They divorced their wives just because they deviate from the deen of Islam. Is this the right action to do? Is this the right action to do? Hikmah, sabr. The more sabr you have, the more reward you have. Doesn't mean that if she took the hijab off and she walked outside the street, he said, oh my God, what are you going to say about me? اذهبي, طالق. Oh, لعنك الله, لعنة الله. الله أكبر. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were deen brothers. You have to understand the other person. You have to bring, so you are now ally with the shaitan to help her go to the way that the shaitan wants her to go. True or not? So the deen brothers is not when you see somebody deviate, that means they're out of the circle of Islam. Kufr! نحن ليسنا تكفيريين, brothers. Are we the one who called anyone kafir or not kafir? We don't. Who can decide that? يهدي من يشاء بغير حساب. Allah سبحانه وتعالى من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. The hidayah and the guidance and the misguidance, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So how much understanding you have to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see it, you apply it to yourself in different scenarios. If you see someone walking in here from the masjid drunk, so I chase him with a stick. You know how many times they walk in through the door here drunk, and women, you know, like in their own world, you know, from the drugs and all the stuff, walking through the door and غير متبرجات. And oh, what is this place? It's so beautiful. Oh, thank you very much. You know, what's your name? Okay. Well, thank you for coming and visiting us. Can you, you know, hey, what are you doing here? لعنة الله عليك. May Allah, the curse of Allah. Al-Hikmah. Right? Well, there is ghad, of course. You know, you lower your gaze. You speak with humble and tranquility. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the crazy girl in Medina. Crazy, you know, crazy one. Like, she's known that she is mental off. She will come and hold the Prophet's hand, and he will follow. Okay, she takes him. She has, and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam just, Subhanallah. He doesn't, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. He said, get your hand off me, or take her out of my hand, you know what I'm saying? So, or the children, or the one who has doesn't know where about. Subhanallah, look at his khuluq. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. His khuluq was above and beyond anyone's expectations. Is a title given from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you want to follow this route, this path, you have to do what? You have to understand your deen. And understanding the deen only can be understood if you take it from those who are ala al-kitabi wa sunnah, those who follow the Quran and the sunnah.
No regard should be given to the statement of one who says, no attention should be given to the companions. They are men who have their own thoughts. And we too are men, and we have our own thoughts, and time has changed. The religion will remain till the hour is established. It will not change due to the change in time. It is generally applicable to all times and places. It is only human endeavors in exercising religious judgment, which may be wrong or right, that changes. As for the religion itself, it does not change because it is suitable for all times and places, since it is a revelation from the All-Wise, the Praiseworthy. Consequently, they, the God-fearing scholars, often advise saying, adhere to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in accordance with the understanding of the righteous predecessors. Do not invent an understanding from yourselves or from the people of later generations. His saying, or one of the scholars, that is, whether the speech is stated by one of the dependable scholars among the imams who are upon the methodology of the companion of Allah's messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they are the transmitters from the companions, and the companions are the transmitters from Allah's messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His saying, if you find any narration concerning it from them, hold on to it. If you find it in conformity with their saying, hold on to it. His saying, do not leave it for anything. That is, do not leave the saying of the righteous predecessors for the saying of so and so who came after them.
Stop here, inshallah. Al-Miqdad ibn Aswad. Hudayfa. Hudayfa ibn al-Yaman. He was in Kufa. And he was old. And you know who's Hudayfa, right? He is the secret keeper of the Prophet. So those only the munafiqeen, only him knows him. The Prophet ﷺ told Hudayfa name by name, such and such, such and such. Names, a list. All these are munafiqeen. Bishahadat man, by the order of whom, the court of whom? Allah and Rasul. If they are hypocrite munafiqeen, what are they? They are fi al-dark al-asfali min al-nar. They are in the lowest part in Jahannam. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, these are the munafiqeen. He became old and he is in Kufa. And he is leaning down. And then a man comes from Ahl al-Kufa in Iraq. And he said, Tuba lihatayn al-aynayn al-latayn ra'ata Rasulullah. He said, greetings and how can you say it? Tuba, the word Tuba. Greetings and long wish to those eyes that they lay eye on the Prophet because he saw the Prophet, they didn't see. Wallahi, he said, by Allah, if we lived your time, ma ja'alnahu yamshi ala al-ard. He said, if we live your time, we will never let him walk on earth. We loved him so much. Anything wrong with this statement? Anything wrong with this statement? Anything wrong? It is something complimenting someone who laid eye on the Prophet ﷺ. But if he was leaning down, then he adjusted him sitting. He said, why one of you wish to be in a time that those were before you, they lived the time and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lam yaj'al al-hidayah fi qulubihim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not guide him. Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, the uncle of the Prophet, Utba, Shayba, Ibn Salul. All of these people, they lived during the time of the Prophet ﷺ, and they listened, and they were smart. Yeah. And they listened the ayat from the Prophet ﷺ like everyone else, but they did not follow. Mm-hmm. So what made you think that if you lived that time that you make you follower? Mm-hmm. So why don't you say, Alhamdulillah, that's what you should say. Alhamdulillah, the one who opened my eyes, Muslim. No. You know, he said, Wallah, he's telling him now, we lived in a time that the fear that we have faced that no one else feared. You know, Hudayfa, who he's talking about? Who knows what Hudayfa is talking about? Now, this is now a question about Sira for you. You know what Hudayfa is talking about? An incident happened to him. Who knows it? You know the time of Ahzab? Do you know the Prophet ﷺ when they were all sitting scared around the fire? Scared. Because the companions are little camp outside of Medina and the Ahzab, the trench between them, and there are 10,000 waiting for them to eat them alive. And they're scared. And the Prophet ﷺ, all of them hungry, you know, it is economic. No food, lack of food, and lack of preparation army-wise. So they're scared and hungry. And he said, the Prophet ﷺ is saying to all the companions, "Man yadhab wa yatini bi khabar al-qawm wa huwa rafiqi fil jannah." Look at this offer. Who can go and give me the news of the qawm? You know that means what? What do you call? Mission impossible. Mission impossible. You have to be the sacrifice sheep. Who can go and cross the trench and bring me the news? What does the Prophet ﷺ needs? He needs to know how many are they. He doesn't know. The Prophet ﷺ doesn't have any intelligence. He doesn't know who's behind the trench. He wants to know. مَنْ يَأْتِينِي بِخَبْرِ الْقَوْمُ وَرْفِقِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. And no one will raise their hand. You know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? إِذْ جَاءُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارُ وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرَ وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ هُنَالِكَ ابْتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. This cannot be more emphasis about how scared they were and tested. هنالك ابتلية. ابتلية means وعد مكتوب من الله سبحانه وتعالى. And the Prophet said it the second, and no one wants to, because they think they might not bring the new, not because they're refusing the order. Don't think of it this way. Because they're afraid that to fail the Prophet. And the third time, and no answer. Now, the Prophet ﷺ, قم يا, imagine everybody's waiting for the name, يا حذيفة. And when you hear your name, فلابد, as حذيفة said, there is no doubt, there is no question about سمعنا, لبيك رسول الله. Look at the answer, لبيك رسول الله. Look at this answer. Doesn't matter, I'm scared, not scared. The Prophet chose me. My neck, فداء برسول الله. My neck is sacrificed. Brothers, dollars we give it في سبيل الله, we think 10 times. These people, بأموالهم وأنفسهم. أموالهم وأنفسهم. And then he came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, next to him. And the Prophet, he had this garment. He opened his garment. Come inside, Ya Hudayfa. He covered him. And he said to him, اذهب. وأتيني بخبر القوم ولا تحدث أمرا حتى تأتيني. Go and get me the news of the قوم and don't do anything until you come to me. So don't be a hero, don't be Rambo, right?
Yes.
Yeah, don't be a hero. I just need info. Info. What he needs? Intelligence. And he was next to the Prophet ﷺ, scared and hungry. And as soon as the Prophet ﷺ uncovered his garment and he's leaving, man, he's not hungry. Man, he's not scared. Man, he's a superman, you know. He is a different person. Just all because of the blessings of the garment of the Prophet, he let go. And he goes sneak to the army camp like a lion. And he goes, and of course the whole story is, and he saw Abu Sufyan, the leader. Mm-hmm. You want to know that why this man, his Hudhayfa, is telling him, look at Abu Sufyan, he had a chance. He took the kanana, sahman min kananati. You know, the pouch that you keep your arrows. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he took it and he put it on his bow. And he was about, he had a good shot at Abu Sufyan. What will happen to Abu Sufyan? Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kataba li Abu Sufyan an yakuna Muslim.
Yeah.
To yakhruj minhu Muawiyah wa Yazid. Those who came and start talking about the Shia and make a big deal about it. But this is man. Man dakhala dara Abu Sufyan fahu an. Remember yawm al-fath? Abu Sufyan. So he remembered the Prophet ﷺ instructions. He put back his arrow. He put back his arrow. And he went back to the Prophet ﷺ. He's telling this man that this Abu Sufyan could have died. But it is the will of Allah SWT that he will not die as the mushrikeen died. This man will die as a Muslim and his children will become as a Muslim like him and they will fight fi sabilillah, right? Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Regardless, don't let the history of a Muslim distract you and looking at the dispute between Ali and Muawiyah. Be like Ibn Taymiyyah said, rahimahullah, تِلْكَ أُمَّةٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَلَكُمْ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ وَلَا تُسْأَلُونَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. The ayah from Surah Al-Baqarah is very clear. Don't ask their matters to Allah. They are companions from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Enough for them this honor. They are companions. We are not companions. Who are we to talk? You know how many talkers are they talking about Muawiyah wa Ali and all this stuff? They all now good speakers now. They all know all the scholars now. If you listen to someone talking about them, innakum idhan mithlahum. You are like them. When you hear somebody's talking like that, okay, so what's cooking tomorrow? Change the subject. Talk about something else. You know, you don't know nothing. I don't want to engage in this talk. This talk is nonsense. So what Hudhayfa is trying to tell him that the hidayah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for us, we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that mm-hmm. who gathered us here in this house, this hour, mm-hmm. before we go sleep. Mm-hmm. And then once we leave this door, the malaika will say, قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Leave, your sins are forgiven. So whatever we did the rest of the day today, or yesterday, or the day before yesterday, well, it's yesterday, Friday, right?
Yeah.
So al-jum'ah al-jum'ah kafara. So we already got hasanat from yesterday. One jum'ah to the jum'ah, if there is any minor sins, you attend the jum'ah. And you go to the jum'ah, it will expiate the sin. It will wipe it out. Not only that, we are gathered yesterday after Jumu'ah, and we did the halaqah and we left. قوم مغفورا لكم. Tonight, inshallah, قوم مغفورا لكم. Tomorrow, قوم. So there is مغفرة from Allah سبحانه وتعالى. مغفرة من الله ورضوانه. Why not jump on it and understand our deen? We'll stop here, inshallah. We took a little time than I thought, you know. But سبحانك الله وبحمدك أن أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك ونتوب إليك. وللحديث بقية والcontinue إن شاء الله tomorrow. جزاكم الله خير.